Hello and welcome to our broadcast. We're looking in Genesis chapter 41 when Joseph comes from the prison to the palace. Stay tuned for our message. What a difference a day can make. Yesterday, Joseph was in a dungeon. He wakes up in the morning and finds himself in the palace. We read in Genesis chapter 41, verse number 42, and Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck, and he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had, and they cried before him, "Bow the knee," and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. Once again, this speaks to us of the one whom Joseph foreshadowed, that is Christ. He was in this world in humiliation and shame, but not any longer. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verse number 9, that God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. We find in 1 Peter 3:22, it says he has gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. Well, they bowed the knee before Joseph. In Philippians 2:10, we read, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in the earth and things under the earth. In Acts 2:36, it says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Well, reading through Genesis 41, verse 45 to 52, we find the first thing that happened here was Joseph married a Gentile bride. And, of course, we know that Christ turned to the Gentiles, and we are referred to in the Scriptures as the bride of Christ. We read in verse 46, and Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. Now, Joseph was 30 years old when he began his public ministry, as was Christ when he began his. We read in Luke 3 and 23, and Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age. And we read that Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. He did not set up an office and then give commands to those that were under him. He himself went throughout all the land. Well, we read in concerning Jesus that says, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness, Matthew 4 and 23. In Matthew 9:35, we read, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages. Now, we read there was 7 years of plenty, typifying the seven dispensations of grace which God has sent his message into this world in abundance. As we come to the final dispensation in which we are living, his message is literally being heard around the world. Even from our little church here in Sarnia, and we just have a small church, as of this broadcast, there has been almost 45,000 messages listened to on our website, that is on the site that you're listening to right now. These messages have been downloaded in countries all over the world, and there never has been a time when there has been such an abundance of plenty as far as the message of the Word of God is concerned, if only this Christ-rejecting world would listen. Well, then in 53 of this chapter, we find the famine came. The years of plenty were ended, it says. Then there was a seven-year dearth that began, according as Joseph said that it would. Well, following our present dispensation, when the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, as told in Romans 11 and 25, this world will enter a seven-year tribulation period. We read the dearth will be in all the land, and the tribulation will be worldwide. The Holy Spirit will have departed out of the world, and the tribulation will have begun. Concerning this period of time, Daniel said, there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. Daniel 12 and 1. It will be like that which was typified in the days of Joseph, when it says there it was very grievous, Genesis 41 and 31. It will be like Genesis 41 and 56, where we read, the famine was over the face of all the earth. This is the same period of time that Amos prophesied, saying, behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing of the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east, and they shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and they shall not find it. Amos chapter 8, verse 11 and 12. Today the world is enjoying the years of plenty, and how little the people of the world believe that there is a time coming of famine. Today is like Noah's day, when man, for the most part, refuses to even listen to anything about a day of judgment that is coming. Well, when we get into chapter 42, Joseph meets his brothers again. 22 years have passed since Joseph's brothers had sold him into slavery, and they watched as that caravan took him away. Now, Joseph's brothers were not the kind of people that anyone would want to brag about. Simeon and Levi were murderers. Reuben had an immoral affair with his father's concubine. Judah had two sons who were so wicked God killed them. Judah himself committed fornication with his daughter-in-law and had two children by that woman, thinking at the beginning that she was a prostitute. All of these brothers of Joseph's, except Benjamin, had been in on the wicked transaction to sell Joseph into slavery, and they agreed together to deceive their father into believing that he'd been killed by an animal. Chapter 42 begins with Jacob discussing the problem of the famine and suggested that there's corn in Egypt. Now, the word Egypt was like an arrow to the heart of his wicked sons. When he mentioned the word Egypt, they obviously looked at each other, and Jacob said unto them in verse 1, why do ye look one upon another? Well, no doubt it brought back memories of watching their 17-year-old brother crying out for mercy as they took him to Egypt. We read later on in verse 21, and they said one to another, we are very guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul, and he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us. Egypt, they didn't want to hear about Egypt. Well, we read in verse 1, it says, now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, why do ye look one upon another? And he said, behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die. And this famine was that bad that they were going to starve to death. Well, it says, and Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy corn in Egypt. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob sent not with his brethren, for he said, lest peradventure mischief befall him. Now, it is not by chance that the Holy Spirit recorded verse 3 saying Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy corn in Egypt, rather than referring to them as Jacob's 10 sons. Nor is it by chance that Benjamin is referred to in verse 4 as Joseph's brother. Benjamin is not a young lad here. He's somewhere between 25, 30 years old, somewhere in that area. However, Jacob is not about to allow him to take this trip, lest peradventure mischief befall him. And so we read in verse 5, and the sons of Israel came to buy corn among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. And Joseph was the governor over the land, and he it was that sold all the people of the land. And Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. Now remember, he had that dream that they would do that? Here they are doing it. I wonder if Joseph thought about that at that time. And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but he made himself strange unto them, and spake roughly unto them, and said unto them, whence come ye? And they said, from the land of Canaan to buy food. And Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew him not. Now what he is doing here in this portion of Scripture is he is trying to bring them to the place of repentance. We have a perfect type here of someone coming to Christ and getting saved, but except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. So we read that Joseph made himself strange unto them, and he spake roughly unto them, and his purpose was to bring them to the point of repentance, because there can be no forgiveness without repentance. Jesus said in Luke 17, if thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, saying seven times in a day, turning again and saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Let me say again, there can be no forgiveness without repentance. Jesus said, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Luke chapter 13 and verse number 3. And in case we're slow to catch on, he said it again in verse number 5. I tell you nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Well, we read here that they knew not him. They didn't know that this was Joseph, obviously. This is the last place they'd expect to find Joseph. They knew he was somewhere in Egypt. However, had he escaped, he'd be in the slum somewhere, certainly not in the palace. And Joseph accuses them of being spies and put them together in a dungeon for 3 days. Perhaps this is the first time they really thought about how Joseph felt when they threw him in that pit. Well, we read in verses 9 through 17, and Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them, and said unto them, ye are spies to see the nakedness of the land. Are ye come? And they said, nay, Lord, but to buy food are thy servants come. We are one man's son, are true men, the servants are no spies. And he said unto them, nay, but to see the nakedness of the land are ye come. And they said, thy servants are 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not. Well, verse 14, we read, Joseph said unto them, that is it that I spake unto you, saying, ye are spies. Hereby ye shall be proved. By the life of Pharaoh, ye shall not go forth hence, except your youngest brother come hither. Send one of you, and let him fetch your brother, and ye shall be kept in prison, that your words may be proved, whether there be any truth in you, or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely ye are spies. And he put them all together in a ward for 3 days. Well, we read that Joseph remembered the dreams which he had dreamed. 4 times in the book of Genesis, we find a reference to remembering. Genesis 8:1 said God remembered Noah, and then in Genesis 19:29, God remembered Abraham, and then in Genesis 30:22, God remembered Rachel. And here we read in verse 9, chapter 42, Joseph remembered the dreams he had dreamed. Perhaps this is the first time in 22 years since Joseph had had those dreams that the plan that God had for his life was beginning to come together in his mind. Well, we read in verse 18, and Joseph said unto them the third day, this do and live, for I fear God. That must have been a strange sounding phrase coming from someone they thought was an Egyptian. This do and live, for I fear God. If ye be true men, let one of your brethren be bound in the house of your prison. Go ye, carry corn to the famine of your houses. Now, first he said, we're going to keep you all here, and we're going to send one back. Now he's changed his mind, and he said, we'll just bind one, and you got to go back and bring your younger brother. He said in verse 12, but bring your youngest brother unto me, so shall your words be verified, and you shall not die. And they did so. Now they're under the threat of death here. They're getting kind of nervous. We read, they said one to another, we are very guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us. Well, they're coming to the place of repentance because of their evil deeds. And that's what a person needs to do in order to be saved. But we'll pick it up from here tomorrow. Be sure and tune in to broadcast. We'll try to make it plain, and we'll try to make it simple.